Hello, thank you. Does it work? Yeah, you can hear me. Yeah, Secret History of Prometheus Histograms. This should be Secret History of Prometheus Histograms and Summaries, but I thought it's much catchier in this way. This is not a how-to. In case you're here to learn about how to use Prometheus Histograms or Summaries, you can now leave, I guess. Or you can watch these talks that we had here. In the tracing talk by Andre, we had a bit about histograms. There will be way more about histograms in the testing observability talk by Bartek and Kemal. So you will be served there, but you could also look at this document, this kind of canonical document at the Prometheus website, or just Google it. There are many blog posts, how-tos, documents about this. The idea is more to look into the inner beings of Prometheus histograms and summaries and understand how they came to be, like psychoanalysis about their childhood or something. This is also a prequel. There was a talk at PromCon in 2019, last year, and I titled it Prometheus Histograms, Past, Present, and Future, and it was meant as a 40-minute epic talk, but when the schedule came out, it turned out all the talks were 20-minute talks, so I had to get rid of the past, which was very sad, and then I promised the people that I will give a talk about just the past of Prometheus histograms, and this is the day, this is the talk. So this is the perfect sequel. If you have watched it already, you will feel like Star Trek or Star Wars. It's a prequel now. If you have not watched it, even better, you can, after this talk, go and watch this one. I mean, probably tomorrow, so you shouldn't run away from Fosden for that. Okay, so let's go back into the history. The earliest archaeological evidence of Prometheus is 2012, but there's a tiny little repo called Prometheus Client Model. It's barely used, has a fairly short commit history, and that repo has a file called matrix.proto, and that file was created in 2013 in May. It's fairly early, and that almost aligns with the mythology of Prometheus. Matt Prout, who created that, he once told me how Prometheus started. It didn't start with, we should create this awesome Prometheus server, that there's all those things we know about. It started with an instrumentation library. How do I instrument code to expose metrics for white box monitoring? And from there, everything else followed. Like, if you instrument code, you have to think about how to collect the metrics, how to process them, how to alert on them, how to graph them. But the start was the instrumentation, and what's really important for that is to have a data model how your metrics should look like that you instrument. And this is a protobuf definition file, and it contains a data model. And the cool thing with protobuf is